Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We could see a mix of rain and snow today with a high around 36. Then the precipitation will taper off going into tonight, and we should be mostly clear before morning with a low of 22. Then we'll be bright and sunny on Tuesday with a high of 38. Then we'll stay bright and sunny as we go into Wednesday, and highs look to climb into the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Andrew Mabus. Right now, 32.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our Managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Pinnacle Asset Management LP entered into an agreement to acquire Five Rivers Cattle Feeding from JBS for approximately $200 million. Five Rivers Cattle Feeding, the largest cattle feeding operation in the world, with roots in the U.S. dating back to the 1920s. The transaction includes 11 feed yards across Arizona, Colorado, Idaho, and Kansas, as well as Oklahoma and Texas, with a feeding capacity of more than 900,000 head of cattle. Long-term agreement to supply cattle to JBS USA beef processing plants is included in the agreement. The current Five Rivers management team remains in place, led by President and CEO Mike Thorin, to ensure business continuity and to build upon Five Rivers' track record of innovation and stewardship, according to a release from the company. President Trump has said again this week he may terminate the North American Free Trade Agreement, saying such a move would yield the best deal in renegotiations. The president says many people are going to be unhappy if he terminates the agreement, but he countered that they don't realize how good it would be if he did. But just last week, Trump said he would be a little bit flexible in the withdrawal threat. Agriculture and the auto industry is pressing the administration not to withdraw from the agreement, and the auto industry is even suggesting Trump back away from some of his demands. His comments from the president comes as Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue said the president now understands the benefits of NAFTA for agriculture, but Perdue warns the president's view on trade should not be confused with a softer approach to those negotiations. More ag information online anytime, agview.net. Reliable and relevant. We're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in Imperial and McCook, Nebraska is changing the way you sell your used farm and construction equipment. Don't take your chances at the absolute auctions or the low offers that are offered on your equipment when asked to trade it in. Let New Frontier Ag sell it for you. With nationwide advertising, ability to finance your equipment for the new buyers, and nationwide transportation, New Frontier Ag offers the seller and buyer premium services at lower rates than what the auction charges. One top dollar for your used equipment? Call New Frontier Ag at 308-340-8989.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263, Renee Gibson or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Blizzard conditions are making travel across northwest Kansas difficult. Kansas Highway Patrol troopers are reporting whiteout conditions in several areas, and off-ramps have pretty thick snow on them still. I-70 is closed from Mokini to the Kansas-Colorado state line. Several other roads, including U.S. 36 and U.S. 40, are closed from Norton and Oakley to the border. Many school districts across the region have canceled school today. Law enforcement authorities are searching for a missing inmate. Saturday, the Osborne County Sheriff's Department reported that Joel Wagner walked away from his cleaning detail. That's according to a social media report. He was last seen wearing his orange jail-issued clothes. He's 5 feet 11 inches tall and weighs approximately 160 pounds. Wagner has convictions for drugs and obstruction, according to the Kansas Department of Corrections. Anyone with information about his whereabouts is asked to call authorities. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
Well, you know, cattlemen, having a good working facility not only saves you a lot of work, but also saves you a lot of money. That's right, less shrink on those old cattle and less time in the chute. Hey, if your equipment's in need of help, call Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. They have it all, from full working facilities featuring that cornerless tub to the permanent and portable chutes, pipe fencing, gates. Yes, Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. Their middle name's Livestock. BlattnerLivestock.com is where you need to go to find out more.
Authorities say an officer has shot and killed a suburban Kansas City teenager while responding to the report of a suicidal person. The Kansas City Star reports the shooting happened Saturday night outside an Overland Park home. Police said that officers approached the house, a garage door opened, and a vehicle drove out toward one of the officers. The Native Sons and Daughters of Kansas plans to mark its 100th anniversary by honoring prominent Kansans. They have compiled a list of what describes as a half dozen of the most distinguished Kansans of the past 100 years. The list includes President Eisenhower and former U.S. Senator Bob Dole, and also includes photographer Gordon Parks, newspaper editor William Allen White, and aviation pioneers Walter and Olive Ann Beach. Governor Brownback has declared January to be Kansas Radon Action Month. Radon is a naturally occurring, colorless, odorless, radioactive gas which comes from the soil, and it can be found everywhere. One in four homes in Kansas are affected by radon. I'm Stephanie Austin.
At Community Healthcare Systems Frankfort Clinic, we live the mission of enriching the lives of the people we serve. From comprehensive family medicine and therapy services to laboratory and basic x-ray, our healthcare experts are proud to care for the youngest community members to the most senior. Schedule your appointment today at CHCS's Frankfort Clinic, 292-4451.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. The Lincoln Journal Star reports that the winter blizzard has hit Nebraska hard. Parts of highways 20, 183, and 98 near Broken Bow are impassable. About 5,500 people are without power. A surge in video surveillance that has helped the Lincoln Police Department make arrests has also created a case backlog. The Lincoln Journal Star reports that almost 1,200 videos were referred to the department's forensic analysis last year. The unit has a backlog of around 250 cases. The abundance of videos is due to an increase in businesses and homeowners with their own video surveillance systems. Nebraska lawmakers are making an aggressive push this year to prevent prescription opioid abuse, a problem that plagues much of the country and accounts for a large number of the state's overdose deaths. The Department of Health and Human Services said that Nebraska had 38 confirmed deaths from opioid overdoses in 2016. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Here's good news. Power feeds are now available in pellet and cube form for cattlemen. PTUSA is introducing Power Cubes, a 20% protein cube that's an excellent supplement for your cattle and one of the most valuable protein sources available. Power Cubes are available in bulk and soon in bag and can be delivered or picked up at the plant in York, Nebraska. Power Cubes from PTUSA, the next generation of feed. Call David today at 402-509-8775 or go online to dialinyourfeed.com. That's dialinyourfeed.com.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network. bullish on ag.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. Sarah Kessinger questioned the appointment of the Frankfort News as official county newspaper, as opposed to the Marysville Advocate, which has a higher circulation. No action was taken. County Clerk Sonia Stowes announced last week a new county election website. The goal is to better meet the needs of voters, candidates, and the media. The site is in operation and includes voter registration information for the August primary. It will assist with registration, preparation to vote, locating polling places, and provide answers to other election questions. The new website address is marshallcountyelections.org and will be supplemented with a Facebook site under Marshall County Elections. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday faced questions regarding the Treasurer's Office with a recent resignation announcement by Christy Metz effective January 16th. A motion to approve a temporary raise for Assistant Treasurer Karen Shaley was approved. She reportedly worked over the weekend to help get the office caught up. Following discussion, it was consensus to try to meet with her in executive session regarding questions about Metz's departure and activities in the office. She had been reluctant to address the board in open session. The Republican Central Committee will meet Thursday, January 25th at 7 p.m. at the FNB meeting room in Washington to consider a replacement candidate. The Washington County Appraiser is planning a series of three town hall meetings to outline changes on property tax valuations. A brief presentation, followed by questions, will be held Saturday, March 17th in Lynn at 10 a.m., Washington at 1 p.m., and Hanover at 3 p.m. Valuations are to be mailed by March 1st with a 30-day appeal period. Town hall meeting locations and particulars will be forthcoming for the event March 17th. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last Monday agreed to apply for a state grant that would fund road sign replacement in the southern part of the county. A 3% pay raise for county employees was approved, along with the annual county reorganization. Commissioners met with a contract of a community building to discuss possible upgrades to the kitchen area. A $45,000 motion was approved to replace flooring at the community center kitchen, road and bridge shop office, and the law enforcement center. Brad Lippert was appointed to the NECAM board representing Nemahal County. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week approved entering an agreement to move county radio communications to a tower near Odell and to disassemble a tower site near Blue Springs. The move will improve communications reception in the southern part of Gage County and will be funded through inheritance tax revenue. The change will cost $52,000 as opposed to an estimate of $120,000 to $150,000 to replace the existing tower. Cost for decommissioning the Blue Springs site will be $29,000. Howard G. Frazier, age 93, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Chapel in Marysville. Burial in the Bethel Cemetery at Wymore. Visitation Monday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Monday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Howard Frazier. Helen R. Burney, age 93, of Washington, passed away Thursday. Graveside service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Morrillville, Kansas Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Helen Burney.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Frank Stagenborg is doing jewelry repair. Over 20 years experience with all types of jewelry, and he'll replace watch batteries. He's in back of the former Ackerman Jewelers, 821 Center across from the Astro Theater, and open Mondays from 2 until 7 p.m. Frank's Jewelry Repair, 562-8047, open Mondays 2 until 7.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A strong low-pressure system is moving across the Midwest today, and we should receive a mix of rain and snow today because of it. However, we should be bright and sunny by Tuesday, and we should see temperatures rise going through the rest of the work week. We could see a mix of rain and snow today with a high around 36, and the chance of precipitation will taper off going into tonight, leaving us mostly clear with a low of 22. Then we'll be bright and sunny on Tuesday with a high of 38. We'll have another bright and sunny day on Wednesday with a high climbing to 46, and those sunny warming conditions will last into Thursday with a high rising to 55. Then we'll wrap up our work week with more sunny skies on Friday and a high climbing to around 53. We'll cool down going into the weekend with mostly sunny skies on Sunday and a high falling into the low 40s. And we'll wrap up our weekend with mostly sunny skies on Sunday with a high falling to around 36. I'm meteorologist Andrew Mabus.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business, and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature late January, 40. Record high on this date, 69 in 1957. The average low, 19. The record low is 11 below zero back in 1888. Sunset this evening, 5:32. Sunrise in the morning at 7:36.
Are you drawn to the ocean, the mountains, or the wide open prairie? New research reveals how emotionally important a sense of place can be. Details today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 22nd, the 22nd day of the year. It was on this day 50 years ago the comedy show Laugh-In debuted on NBC. Topophilia is a word describing an emotional attachment to places or environments, and new research reveals that it's surprisingly powerful. A British study found that places which invoke positive memories have more emotional impact than treasured objects like photographs or wedding rings. Most of us feel drawn to certain environments, like the mountains or ocean, which invoke a sense of calm, contentment, or completeness. And while there's still no explanation why we feel attached to these places, the research confirms that the impact is real and quite powerful. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report, online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Malik Newman scored 7 of his game-high 24 points in the closing minutes. Baylor turned the ball over on the final inbounds play, and Kansas rallied to beat the Bears 70-67 Saturday night. The Jayhawks trailed 67-61 with 2:05 to go before Newman went on his scoring binge, giving them the slimmest of leads again. The Bears had a couple of chances after that, but Manu Lecomte missed a three-pointer, and his layup attempt high off the glass with 3 seconds left was no good. Again, the Jayhawks over the Bears 70-67. Meanwhile, with the Wildcats, Dean Wade scored 20 points, and Kansas State beat number 24 TCU 73-68 on Saturday. Up next for the Wildcats, they'll play at Baylor today, and the Kansas Jayhawks will be visiting fourth-ranked Oklahoma. That matchup tomorrow night. Mid-America Network Sports.
Shop the kitchen and bath event for Home Depot exclusives like the Kohler Rubicon single-handle bath faucet. Now at a new, lower price, just $79. Its brushed nickel finish and Art Deco style complement any decor. Contemporary, classic, yours. No one offers more Kohler for your kitchen and bath than the Home Depot. And right now, the Kohler Rubicon faucet is just $79. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 7th while supplies last.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network.
bullish on ag.
It was not a good weekend for the Wichita State Shockers. Seventh-ranked Wichita lost its second straight game as Houston beat a top 10 team for the first time in 22 years, with Rob Gray scoring 24 points in a 73-59 victory on Saturday. Wichita State fell to SMU 83-78 on Wednesday. The Shockers shot a season-low 33% and committed 18 turnovers in this latest loss. Up next for Wichita State, the Shockers host Central Florida on Thursday. It'll be interesting to see where this last loss ranks the Shockers in the next AP Top 25 poll to come out this week. And the stage for the Super Bowl 2018 is set. Philadelphia earned their first Super Bowl berth since 2005 by beating out the Vikings. And the New England Patriots going to the big game for the 9th time, the 8th time since Tom Brady took over. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Saturday night basketball action. Marysville Bulldogs defend the Thunder Classic title, defeating Falls City 71-38. Nemaha Central salvaging the consolation over Silver Lake 70-66. Twin Valley Lake girls title goes back to Centralia, defeating Valley Heights 62-58. Frankfort edges Hanover for the consolation 47-46. 5th place to Clifton Clyde over Blue Valley 54-35. 7th place to Axtell over Donovan West 49-36. Consolation wins for Lynn over Troy 31-30, and it was Washington County over Wetmore 58-56. Boys title goes to Donovan West, defeating Hanover 63-54. Clifton Clyde took Centralia in the consolation 57-44. 5th place to Valley Heights over Axtell 59-45. 7th place to Washington County, defeating Wetmore 56-42. Consolation boys action, Lynn defeated Frankfort 49-45. Blue Valley took Onega 60-53.
Brian Cook reporting for KNDY Sports. High school boys basketball action. 4th-seeded Marysville Bulldogs defeat the 6th-seeded Falls City Tigers in the Thunder Classic Basketball Tournament Championship on Saturday night, 71-38. Marysville was led by Gabe Pischel with 22 points. Brennan Wetter had 13 and Bryson Meinhardt had 10. Off the bench, sophomore Dalton Denner had 8 points. A big 31-point second quarter set things off for Marysville after being tied at 14 after the first quarter. Once again, Marysville wins the Thunder Classic in Seneca 71-38 over Falls City. Brian Cook reporting for KNDY Sports.
Centralia Lady Panthers defend their title in the Twin Valley Lake Basketball Tournament, coming back to defeat Valley Heights 62-58. Centralia trailing 32-18 at halftime. Lady Panthers held at 4 points in the second quarter. They trailed by 7 at the end of 3. Come back to win by 4, 62-58. Led by Madison Leger with 22 points, Katie Glotzik and Morgan Kramer 20 apiece. For Valley Heights, a great fight. Kayla Smith drops in 19. Samantha Vermetten with 14. Final Centralia 62, Valley Heights 58. In the nightcap, Hanover could never get on track as Donovan West led all the way, winning 63-54. Donovan West led in scoring by Devin Taylor with 20 points, 15 of those in the first half. He had just 5 free throws in the second half. Levi Watts contributing 15. Clayton Ridout scores 10. Newt Smith with 12 points. For Hanover, scoring was sparse. Thomas Adkins led the attack with 19. Pete Peters with a dozen. But Hanover falls short, suffering the first loss of a season. Donovan West 63, Hanover 54. In the championships of a Twin Valley Lake basketball tournament at Onega Saturday.
Marysville High wrestlers runner-up to Blue Valley Southwest in the Beloit Invitational. Runner-up finish by Shampoo, Cap, and Slupionic. Consolation championship to Meridian. Fourth place finish to Cromie. Fifth to Snellings and sixth to Crownover. Kansas State basketball at Baylor tonight. 7 o'clock pregame, 8 o'clock tip-off on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Marysville girls tip-off in the Hiawatha Invitational Tuesday evening. Live continuing coverage on KNDY.
Have you ever wondered what makes a vine twine? It certainly is amazing to watch beans, philodendrons, wisteria, and other twining vines wrap their stems around a wire, post, or other support and climb upward toward the sky. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This circular growth is called circumnutation. The genetics of vining plants cause them to grow faster near the tip of the stem. These lightweight tips have longer spaces between leaves, allowing more space for the vines to wrap around supports. When the stem touches a structure, the cells on the outside of the stem grow longer than those in contact with the support. This causes the stem to curl and wrap around the support. As the weight of the lower plants pull on the stem tips, they tighten their grip around the support. Even more fascinating is some vines like Chinese wisteria twine clockwise, while others like Japanese wisteria twine counterclockwise. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
The first man in space, the first man to orbit the Earth, the first man to walk on the moon. You may know those pioneers, and you may never have given a second thought to the fact they are all men. This U.S. researcher thought it should perhaps be the other gender who made those missions. The secretive astronaut program is next on the American Countryside.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
You've heard me talking about our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. And you can still get great pricing on the adventure that includes Rome, Florence, and Venice. We'll see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills, and sprawling vineyards, and much more. Just click the link at AmericanCountryside.com for details or give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. You can still get great pricing, so don't wait. Join us today. The United States' first astronauts were men, but Margaret Weidekamp, curator at the National Air and Space Museum, says there were some who thought females were the right gender for the job.
It was not a secret program, but it was a privately funded program, and there was the same doctor who had tested the Mercury astronauts for physical fitness to see if they were fit enough to go into space, was interested in the question of whether women would actually be better suited to be astronauts.
There were good reasons why females in space make good sense.
They're on the average lighter, they're smaller, they require less food, less water, less oxygen. There were medical tests that showed that women were better in confinement and isolation.
William Randolph Lovelace did the original testing of the Mercury astronauts. He decided women should be tested too.
When these women pilots received letters, they were very aware that even though it didn't say NASA on the masthead, they were very aware that this was the doctor who was working closely with NASA on figuring out the physical qualifications for spaceflight.
Soon, others were given the same tests as the Mercury astronauts.
They invited 25. 17 were able to free themselves up from either work or family obligations and come out. Out of that, they ended up with a group of 13 who actually passed all of the same tests given to the Mercury astronauts.
Yuri Gagarin became the first man in space in 1961. Americans had yet to enter space as those women underwent their testing.
The Mercury astronauts had been selected in 1959, and so they were testing and training and getting ready, and this was really a private program to put women through the testing phase.
So what happened to the program and the women who passed the tests? That story next time as we travel the countryside in Washington, D.C. I'm Andrew McCray.
The Food Safety Modernization Act is in place to reduce foodborne illnesses. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. There are many layers to the law, from employee training to use of manure, as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Now, get top dollar for your crop with help from the Successful Marketing Newsletter from Successful Farming Magazine and Commodities Advisor Al Kleitz. Go online to successfulmarketing.com/deal to learn more. And month after month, we'll help you reduce your input costs, maximize revenue, plus so much more. Keep your goals on target with weekly email updates and get expanded coverage in the monthly printed issue delivered right to you. The risk of loss in trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable investment. Past performance, whether actual or indicated by simulated historical tests of strategies, is not indicative of future results. Trading advice reflects good faith judgment at a specific time and is subject to change without notice. There is no guarantee that the advice given will result in profitable trades. Start making more money today. Visit SuccessfulMarketing.com/deal to find out how to subscribe to Successful Marketing today.
Over the years, we've seen an increase in the number of foodborne illnesses. Angela Shaw is an associate professor and extension outreach specialist at Iowa State University. She says 1 in 6 Americans get sick every year from what they eat. 46% of that is attributed to fruits and vegetables and nut products. The basic goal of the Food Safety Modernization Act is to reduce the number of cases. It affects everyone from large manufacturers to farmers who raise products for community-supported agriculture. Shaw says many growers are already doing what they're supposed to, but the big focus is looking at record-keeping and training of employees.
So making sure that you have hand-washing stations available, you have the opportunity to wash tubs and tools, making sure that the water source, which is a big thing, is safe. You have potential for, if there's bacteria in that water, for it to attach and get onto the produce.
Another area of focus is the use of raw manure.
There's been a lot of research that has shown that you need to be treating that or composting it to get rid of the bacteria. Otherwise, they can live years in a pile that we traditionally thought, oh, it's going to just die off. Nothing's going to be in there. So that's really what they're focusing on, is just looking at the practices you're currently doing and saying, how can I do it a little bit better?
Regulations have been gradually taking effect since 2015 and will continue through 2024. Shaw says extension and outreach across the country is partnering with the FDA to provide support and training. Learn more about the Food Safety Modernization Act at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
At Country Place Senior Living, you'll have life as you want it and care as you need it. Country Place Senior Living is welcoming, well-designed, and focuses on the specific needs of older adults. Each apartment is designed to help seniors feel independent, secure, and dignified. At Country Place Senior Living, residents feel at home.
I've made it my home by bringing in a few pictures from my family and just getting acquainted with the people that live here and the good help they have here, and it just seems like home to me.
To make Country Place Senior Living your home, call 562-4001.
safely, safely, oh, to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Just
some risk management tips for crop producers from the CME Group. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find it now at ShopFarmJournal.com. Brand new to the shop is The Best of Tractor Tales, as seen each week on U.S. Farm Report. This two DVD set features dozens of classic machines and the collectors who bring them back to life. You'll get one DVD that's all green, The Best of John Deere. The second DVD includes classics like Alice Chalmers and many more. Buy one DVD for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at ShopFarmJournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. You can find it now at ShopFarmJournal.com.
You've heard the expression, don't bet the farm on it, yet every year, farmers everywhere do bet the farm. Tim Andreessen is Managing Director of Agricultural Products for the CME Group in Chicago.
Farmers got to be optimistic to bet against weather and Mother Nature and everything. One of the things that we think is a good strategy for producers is to look at using options.
Federal farm policy offers some safety net provisions. Andreessen says it can pay, though, for farmers to know how futures and options work.
In production agriculture, what it's about is making sure that every year you're earning a positive return on your business. And there's years when prices make it easy, and there's years when prices make it a lot harder. But an effective marketer knows how to widen out their marketing window using the various risk management tools that are available to have a much better chance of capturing high prices and mitigating low prices.
Learn more at cmegroup.com. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The agricultural economists at the University of Illinois have been championing a new era for grain prices since the rise of ethanol as a major player in the U.S. corn market. Todd Gleason has more on why.
Scott Irwin is an agricultural economist from the U of I. He and his colleagues believe grain prices have achieved a new higher plateau era, an era that started just after Congress mandated renewable fuels be ramped up in the U.S. gasoline supply over a 10-year period beginning back in 2005. Irwin says it is the third such era.
The periods that I call eras of grain prices run from post-World War II to 1973, and then from 73 to 2006, and 2006 to the present. And what we have found to date is that grain prices, unadjusted for inflation, tend to move in a range during these eras.
The current range for corn is something like $3 per bushel on the low end and about $8 on the high. The highs come less frequently, usually driven by a weather-related shortfall. Consequently, prices spend more time on the lower end of the range than the top end. However, he doesn't really know why the prices are so range-bound.
No real good answers for that. My own personal view is it just reflects a relatively stable supply and demand dynamics. You're talking about generally, food commodity markets, they don't change that rapidly. Who's producing them? Who's consuming them? So as long as economic growth is not, you know, wildly high or low, we'll tend to bounce around in a range.
Mostly, he says, the upward moves are predicated on weather problems. I'm Todd Gleason.
Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
KNDY.
Market update, Mid-American Ag Network. We're still seeing a comeback underway for corn. March corn is still down a quarter cent at 352 and a quarter, but the later months have all come back around. So green everywhere except for the early month in corn. March Kansas City wheat now up one and a quarter at 428 and three quarters. May up one at 442 and a half. Kansas City wheat took a dip back there a ways too, but has come back around. Soybeans continue to be on their winning path so far today. March beans up six at 983 and a quarter. May beans up six at 994 and a half. March soybean meal is up 670 at 338.30. May soybean meal is 620 higher at 341.30. March soybean oil down 11 at 32.17. May down 12 at 32.36. So soy oil is having some struggles, but the beans themselves and soy meal are moving higher today. February live cattle up 157 at 123.47. April live cattle up 122 at 123.95. Things look good all the rest of the way down there. Feeder cattle have been on the upside for the most part. January feeders up a nickel at 148 even. March feeders up 70 at 146.30. So things look good for feeder cattle. All the later months are in the green also. Hogs have been problematic today. February hogs at 71.77. That's down 30. April hogs at 75.35. That's down 15. So while cattle are doing well, hogs are struggling today on Monday. March cotton is down 12 points at 83.30. May cotton down 13 points at 83.66. So things don't look well for cotton so far. And crude oil is mixed. February crude oil is down 7 cents at 63.30, while March crude is up 1 penny at 63.32. The rest of the energy markets are mixed. Unleaded gas is higher. Heating oil is lower. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Mid-America Ag Network is your one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports and daily reviews on commodity prices, you're sure to make the best decisions as a farmer and family with the best information. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. Orion Samuelson here. And when you write a tax reform bill, you better get it right the first time, because a change is needed. I'll talk about it after this message.
It's that time of year again. Time to tackle some difficult tasks, like cleaning those appliances. And you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
The ink on the president's signature for the tax reform bill had hardly dried when this headline came across my Reuters news service. The headline, whoops, last-minute change to U.S. tax overhaul splits the grain sector. And here's the story. Republican senators are working with some of the world's biggest agricultural merchants to undo a last-minute provision in the tax overhaul that threatens to distort the grains market and starve private firms of corn, soybeans, and wheat. It was included during final revisions of the tax bill that passed the Republican-controlled Congress last month, and the restructuring of the tax code, the biggest in 30 years, handed President Donald Trump his first major legislative victory since taking office. But here's the catch. The provision gives farmers a 20% deduction on payments for sales of crops to farmer-owned cooperatives, but not for sales to private or investor-owned grain handlers such as global firm Archer Daniels Midland, Bunge, and other international firms. The modification was introduced to compensate co-ops and their farmer owners when Congress eliminated a part of the tax code known as Section 199, which had benefited them for more than a decade. So Republican Senators John Hoeven of North Dakota and John Thune of South Dakota are among the lawmakers whose offices said their attempt to create an equivalent to the old tax code had backfired by incentivizing sales to co-ops at the expense of others in the market. ADM, Cargill, two of the world's top agricultural traders, are involved in talks to see if they can get that piece of the tax legislation changed. Back with the final word after this message.
If you've got a newer truck or tractor, you may need a newer diesel fuel. That's because newer engines operate under such extreme heat and pressure, they can actually cook your fuel, causing power loss, clogged filters, even engine failure. The solution is simple. Cenex Premium Diesel with a special additive package formulated for the rugged demands of today's diesel engines. Want better running equipment? Get a better running diesel.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
The director of the Minnesota Grain and Feed Association said that the wording of the new provision wrongly assumes that all farmers deliver their grain to co-ops. It tells me that someone who wrote this is unused to how things work in the ag industry. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Power the farm with propane. The propane industry is developing engines that offer efficiency, flexibility, and unique benefits on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Every producer has questions like, what's my break even on corn? What happens if I expand the herd? How much can I afford for cash rent? These and other financial questions can now be answered with Magnify, the revolutionary management software from Farm Credit Services of America. Magnify helps deliver the financial insights you want for the profit you need. Learn more at fcsamerica.com/magnify, powered by Farm Credit.
Commodity Classic is where your understanding of agriculture can grow beyond your wildest expectations. You'll be challenged to think differently about how you farm. You'll be among the first to see the newest ideas, equipment, and innovation. And you'll be around thousands of positive people who share your passion for agriculture. Grow beyond at America's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused convention and trade show. Commodity Classic, Tuesday, February 27th through Thursday, March 1st in Anaheim, California. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
As electricity prices climb and engines are becoming more complex to meet emission standards, propane equipment has become very appealing, even for high horsepower applications. Cinch Munson is the Director of Agriculture Business Development for the Propane Education and Research Council. He says in the past 5 years, they've partnered with over a half dozen engine manufacturers to develop over 30 new models of irrigation engines
that are more efficient and cleaner than they've ever been before, and they're extremely reliable, built to run on propane. Making a switch to a propane engine from, let's say, a diesel engine, it's going to cost about half as much, 30 to 50% less to buy that irrigation engine up front. And then to operate that engine, it's going to save 30 to 50% on operating costs hour after hour after hour.
Munson says they've also invested in new grain dryer technologies and weed flaming equipment to improve efficiencies in those areas. You don't have to worry about the propane supply. There's plenty to go around. ground.
Right now in the U.S., there is an abundance of propane. It's a co-product of natural gas production. Natural gas production is growing, so is propane production. Fact is, right now, we're a net exporter of propane, which means ultimately the price of propane is good. And, you know, another advantage, it's clean and it's an American-made fuel. So it's a great source of energy and it's cost-effective as well.
Propane also meets all environmental standards. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the latest in propane technology on the farm at agriculture.com.
Look to the red and white checkerboard of Purina for quality feeds for your livestock. Purina feeds are formulated with the proper nutrition to meet your animal's physiological and production needs. Checkerboard feeds are tested, proven, and balanced correctly for your animal's stage of growth. Couple Purina feeds with your farmer's cooperative feed experts, and you have a recipe for success. Contact a farmer's cooperative animal nutrition consultant today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmer's Cooperative.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. When working cattle at weaning time, keep in mind stress greatly affects the health of the animals. Understanding and implementing effective handling helps cattle, but also can reduce your stress during busy times. Kurt Pate is probably best known for his exceptional horsemanship and ability to properly handle cattle. Pate says understanding how to put the proper amount of pressure on cattle will help in the efficiency of working your livestock.
The best days of my life have been working cattle, and the worst days of my life have been working cattle. The better your skill level and the better your attitude gets with working cattle, the more good days you're going to have. There's three kinds of pressures that we use with working with animals. We have a driving pressure, we have a drawing pressure, and we have a maintaining pressure. If we can learn those three things, we can work cattle pretty effectively. So it's all about teaching people how to put the proper amount of pressure on animals to get the job done, but not to stress them while we're doing it.
Pate encourages cattle ranchers to find enjoyment in working with their cattle. He says you might even boost your profits along the way.
To me, it's not only about profit, which is a big thing of this world is profit, but it's also quality of life. And when I watch other people, everybody wants to work with animals. We get dogs, we have horses, we have lots of different things. But the cattle person, sometimes they are, it's almost like not a fun thing for them to do. If they would just change that mindset and enjoy their work with animals, like a dog lover or a horse lover would, it can increase your income because you're doing what you like to do.
Pate says the future is bright if young people can focus on enjoying working with their cattle and adapt to a changing consumer with a focus on animal husbandry and handling. Rancher and cattle handler Kurt Pate. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Valvoline Conventional, just $24.99. Save big with Valvoline Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, everybody. This is Greg Steckline. I'm looking for a good sales representative to help sell advertising for the Mid-America Ag Network. If you're one of those people that think you can go out and sell, talk to people, enjoy visiting with agribusiness folks, work on marketing promotional plans, we've got a position for you. Give us a call, 316-721-8484. The Mid-America Ag Network here in Wichita, 316-721-8484. Or email me, gsteckline at manradio.com. That's two A's in man, M-A-N.
KNDY.